From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Kafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative met October 28th, welcoming police chiefs from 7 Greene County municipalities. The top cops from Catskill, Cooksackie, Athens, Cairo, Durham, Hunter, and Windham answered the collaborative's questions about their respective departments' policies and training. All the police chiefs and the sheriffs reported that their agencies had active use of force policies in place, policies that ban chokeholds. All agencies receive de-escalation and bias training. None of the agencies have body cameras or dashboard cameras. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the county is exploring a camera option for the sheriff's office in the next fiscal year. Kaminsky said that in addition to the expense, the cameras are labor-intensive, and the office would need dedicated personnel to monitor the feed and make sure the cameras are working properly and to retrieve footage if there is an incident. The group discussed the racial breakdown of arrests in the county. According to statistics compiled by State Division of Criminal Justice Services, law enforcement agencies in Greene County arrested 944 whites, 146 blacks, 87 Latino and Hispanic, and 6 Asians in 2019. Cornwallville resident Bernard Rivers lamented the collaborative's lack of diversity, noting that young black men are the demographic having the most issues with police. He said, and I quote, "I look at your committee and I don't see any young black males. We're not hearing the stuff we need to," end quote. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronnell Cook, who is black, took issues with Rivers' comment, saying he considers himself to be a young black man. And I quote, "I do experience some of the same issues as young black males. I'm raising a 16-year-old black male. I work with young black males as a superintendent," end quote. Greenville resident Thomas Kearney asked what is meant by the term police safety, saying it is sometimes used as an excuse for behavior. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said, and I quote, "It's the individual officer's perception of whether or not he feels safe," end quote. Kearney said the concept is too subjective. Hunter resident Christine Wade asked the police chiefs if they feel fear while on duty. Hunter Police Chief Robert Haynes said, and I quote, "I hesitate to say afraid. To a certain extent, yes, but it's not something I don't think I can overcome, otherwise I would quit this job," end quote. Kearney said, "It's not the community's job to make police feel safe, but the police's job to keep the community safe." Kearney also questioned why the Greene County Sheriff's Office uses deputies to address overdose victims with its Impacted Citizen program. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said through the program, an armed plainclothes team makes contact with the victim within 24 to 72 hours and connects them to treatment resources. Groden said the collaborative will meet next on November 10th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Health and Division of Consumer Protection has provided guidelines on how to trick or treat as safely as possible during the pandemic. Some municipalities have called for trick or treating to be canceled. So pay attention to the rules imposed in your area. To trick or treat safely, wear a mask. A Halloween mask does not count as protective cloth mask. The same mask that worked for protection day-to-day during the pandemic should be worn when trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treat only with your household. Do not take candy from a bowl or receive candy directly from someone's hands. When giving out treats, consider sitting outside and lining up individually prepackaged treat bags on a table. Consider attending an organized community event instead of going door-to-door. Wash hands with soap and water or hand sanitizer before, during, and after any Halloween activities. In apartment buildings, consider organizing a socially distant outdoor gathering to prevent trick-or-treating inside the building. Consider wiping the outside of packages down after returning home. Heather Bello is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Great Barrington residents are learning they may have to wait up 2 years for a temporary bridge needed to reopen a critical road. The town-owned Division Street Bridge that spans the Housatonic River and links routes 143 and 41 was deemed unsafe last year. Town officials learned this week the bridge is in worse shape than it was initially thought, and the pandemic is delaying the release of state funds that would pay for an emergency fix. The extent of deterioration is such that the temporary project would be more expensive than anticipated, approaching $2.5 million to $3 million. The 143-foot bridge, built in 1950, has already been approved at the 2019 annual town meeting for a $4 million overhaul. A July 2019 inspection resulted in an indefinite shutdown, except to pedestrians and bicycles. Following complaints from business owners and residents, the Department of Public Works came up with a fix that would take roughly 1 year and open the bridge for the weight load it had when it was shut down. It would keep the road open until a full permanent replacement was possible. Democrat Representative William Pignatelli of Lenox said he would do his best to help move state funding along. He acknowledged that the pandemic has delayed practically everything, including state government. He noted the bridge is one of dozens in the county that are rated structurally deficient because they are old. So many bridges in Massachusetts were all built around the same time, and they're all coming to age out at the same time. End quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.